current state on 90.5 WKAR. There's no shortage of transportation issues to discuss in Michigan. After 40 years and 23 attempts, Metro Detroit finally has a regional transportation authority. At the top of Governor Snyder's agenda is a new road funding bill. But will the legislature provide the funds he says he needs to make the necessary improvements? And here in mid-Michigan, the debate still simmers around whether to approve a $600,000 federal grant to expand Michigan Flyer bus service. Here to help us sort out some of Michigan's most pressing transportation issues is Tim Fisher. Tim's the Deputy Policy Director at the Michigan Environmental Council and specializes in transportation infrastructure. Welcome to Current State, Tim.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
What is the impact here of the Regional Transportation Authority in Detroit? What does it mean that it finally has this?
Yeah, the Regional Transit Authority for Metro Detroit, it's a significant first step, and as you mentioned, in 23 attempts over, you know, four decades, we finally have this in place. It's really a more of an administrative or a coordinative body. It'll coordinate transit service for the providers in the Detroit metropolitan area. It'll be the recipient for federal and state funds. It'll have the ability to force coordination that will, you know, ideally provide a higher level of coordinated service for the passengers.
And why is that? Why was Detroit so long in organizing an RTA?
You know,
Michigan, I should say.
Yes, in Southeast Michigan, we've been plagued by, balkanization of the whole region. I think one of, certainly one of the factors is race. It's a very segregated area. There's a mistrust. And so these sorts of regional authorities are very difficult to work through those barriers. But this is really a bright spot from last legislative session, and we think it's a great foundation from which to build.
What are some of the major projects that an RTA would likely address?
Well, the first thing that the RTA will do, it's up and running now. It's almost 6 months old at this point. So what they're doing at this point is they're figuring out how they're going to work. The board is appointed from the counties and the city, so there are two members from each of the counties and one from Detroit. They will look at the regional transit plan, see if they need to be updated, how they need to be updated, if they'll look at different service, such as bus rapid transit. They might look at the possibility of light rail in the region as well. So these are things that will be part of their inquiry, but there's a lot of work yet to do to get to that point.
Now, explain for us what the role the state legislature plays here. I guess opt-outs are being discussed. What's the impact of that?
Yeah, as I mentioned, that the RTA is almost 6 months old, and already we've seen two attempts in the legislature to start hacking away at the RTA. One, as you mentioned, it's a bill in the House, and that would allow communities within the four counties to opt out of participation within the RTA. What this does is it creates a checkerboard kind of pattern of transit service, making it very difficult to provide transit service based on demand. And it creates inefficiencies builds inefficiencies directly into the system, making it more expensive and less feasible for passengers to take the transit system.
Is this evidence that the balkanization of Southeast Michigan is alive and well?
Well, it certainly is. It's one thing that we need to do when we're looking at regional approaches to issues is to understand that the region benefits when all communities are strong and thriving. This is but one key component of successful regions as a coordinated transit service.
How concerned are you over the longer haul about the effectiveness of an RTA, given the resistance that sprung up?
There's a lot of work to do to protect the RTA as it is currently configured, and to make sure that it has the tools and the funding needed to operate a successful system. So it will be constantly vigilant to make sure that it has what it needs to be successful.
Are proponents like you, though, creating more believers? Do you feel you're creating more supporters?
I'm not sure that at this point we're creating more supporters. I think what will create more supporters is once the RTA is operating, is coordinating routes, hacking out inefficiencies, and providing a higher level of coordinated service. Once people see that they can go from point A to point B, very, very quickly. And safely on the transit systems, then that will the success of those trips will create more believers.
What about the impact on our listeners here in mid Michigan? What's their investment in this?
Well, their investment, and indeed for the state as a whole, that these transit systems are supported through state transportation dollars.
And is there a payoff for our listeners here in mid-Michigan to this?
Well, there certainly is. There are kind of two direct payoffs. One is that we all have an interest in ensuring that our tax money is spent wisely and efficiently. This RTA will help ensure that.
And how exactly?
By eliminating redundancies in the transit systems, by coordinating the various transit routes. And also visitors to the region will be able to benefit from a well-coordinated and successful transit system. So if you want to take in a Tigers game or one of the festivals downtown, you will directly benefit by being able to ride a safe, affordable transit system to get you around to these events.
We're talking with Tim Fisher of the Michigan Environmental Council about transportation issues here in Michigan. Let's move to the road funding debate. WKAR reported earlier today on House Transportation Committee Chairman Wayne Schmidt of Traverse City. He says high gas prices threaten to stall talks over boosting the funding for Michigan roads. Lawmakers recently added $350 million in one-time spending for roads in the state budgets. But Schmidt says he's committed to finding a permanent funding solution before lawmakers leave for a two-month break.
It'd be easy just to say, well, we found that $350 million. It's one-time monies. Let's go home for the summer. That's not quite what I'd like to do.
Does that encourage you, Tim?
Yeah. Chairman Schmidt has been a real leader on this issue. He has been holding hearings over the past few weeks about looking at specific proposals to, increase our transportation funds. I'm, have been encouraged by his leadership and his, and his working on this issue. At some point, this needs to go beyond the discussion point, and I think that he is trying to do that. He is looking for votes on a couple of the bills that he's sponsored or is promoting. And just in about a half an hour, the House Transportation Committee will meet to discuss some of these proposals.
The governor says he would like $1.2 billion for this. Will that cover it in your view?
That is a start. There have been a whole series of
just a start.
It is a start. We have underfunded our transportation system for many years at this point. So there are real costs that are closer to $3 billion, according to some studies that came out just a few years ago.
Are you more inclined to go for that higher figure than the governor's 1.2?
Yeah, it depends on what we're spending the money on. 1.2 is a start, and that will be a good start for maintaining the system that we have, as well as putting some well-needed funds into our transit system and passenger rail system. But we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that the real price tag is considerably higher.
That's doing nothing. Well, doing nothing carries quite a price tag, too, according to the governor.
Well, and he's dead on at that point. Okay. You know, it's expensive to fix your roof on your house that is leaking. However, the alternative is to let your house rot away, and that's considerably a more expensive proposition.
If substantial funding for road improvement doesn't make this budget, what's next?
Well, it has not made the budget. So the budgets have been through. This money would be in the form of a supplemental, supplemental funds after the this fiscal year. So the budget that's been in place that has passed is just a status quo budget. This $1.2 billion would be in addition to what the legislature has passed already.
Very good. Tim Fisher is the Deputy Policy Director at the Michigan Environmental Council. Tim, thank you for joining us today to discuss transportation issues in Michigan.
Thanks a lot, Mark.